Good morning.
Let's go.
Let's get up.
Get up! Get up!
I sent my lord for this.
Come! We have a show to do!
Is this every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
I'm smart. Talented.
I'm very talented.
And very humble.
All right, yeah, enough of the jibber-jabber.
Enough of the jibber-jabber.
Let the show begin.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I wonder what the big news of the day would actually be.
Okay, Nevada, look at this. This is pretty close here. You know, what is it? 31,000. Remember, this is one of the states they stopped. You know, these middle-of-the-night things. 30,000. This one I want you to write down, sir. 34,000 votes that says Donald Trump lost by 34,000. Did Donald Trump win the state of Nevada? Yes, he did, huh? Look at that.
Look at that. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. Where else would you be, seriously? No, I'm kidding. We've got some things to discuss. So yesterday was the start of Mike Lindell's Cyber Symposium. Say that 10 times fast. What happened at the very beginning of it? Let's run down the list. They were hacked. Couldn't get it going. Thank goodness cybersecurity experts were there, so they were able to get it back up and running. And it was hacked multiple times at frankspeech.com. Fortunately, other agencies, media agencies, ones you've probably never heard of, because it wasn't the CNN, the MSNBC, you know, all that garbage. They weren't running it. But other agencies and talk shows around the world were running it independently so you could hear it. Let's see. Right at the start of the Cyber Symposium, embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo decided to resign. Boom. Right there when the symposium decided to start. He's been going through this for how long? But he waits until that moment. Interesting. There is a lockdown of a school in Tennessee. Kids evacuated. Possible shooter. Turns out, if you talk to law enforcement, there was nothing. I find that awfully convenient when we talk about false flags. That at the very beginning of this groundbreaking, eye-opening, brain-popping symposium, that all of these things start to fall into place. To do what? To distract you. To distract you from the truth that is coming out. Truth bombs being landed left and right. And so now what's going on with Biden, with the Biden regime? Kabul's going to fall? The reemergence of the Taliban? Yeah, that was pretty much planned. Remember who let the Taliban and everything get out of control in the first place? Obama administration could have squashed them back then. But no. I'm so glad you're here today. Let's get to the poll question at 923fmtalk.com at 991fmtalk.com because, wow, another distraction. The Atlantic puts out an article, Nancy Pelosi, likely to resign as Speaker of the House in the coming days. Do you believe Nancy Pelosi when she says she will step down as Speaker of the House? That's actually the question. Do you believe her? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I don't know. It's funny. Armstrong and Getty put on this show that makes it, well, you know, this is so surprising. Really? You're surprised by Rashida Tlaib dancing maskless at a wedding when people are calling for masks again on your children? You find that surprising? Because I sure as hell don't. Don't find it surprising that Obama has a massive super spreader event. Don't find it surprising that Fauci criticizes our bikers at Sturgis, but silent on Obama's party, on Lollapalooza. Because I guess COVID was taking a break during those events. I don't find it surprising at all. I find it the nature of the beast which is communist Democrats of America. Yesterday's poll question, are you going to watch any of Mike Lindell's cyber symposium at frankspeech.com? 33% said not just no, but hell no. 67% of those participating said yes. I should have just said, because I was trying to give you the website in there, I should have just said, are you going to listen to any or watch any of his cyber symposium? Because, well, since they were hacked right off the bat, there were all these other agencies that popped up and boom, there you go. There you go. That's how important that this information get out. And it's also obvious of how important it is to them, and you know who they are, to find distractions to tear you away from the information that they are providing to people. You know, information like this, just in case you missed it.
Up in the video, we've collected 210 or so nonprofit organizations that are directly linked, and it's the Tides Foundation, the Ford Foundation, Open Societies Foundation, Organizing for America, Act Blue, Media Matters, all of those organizations who have we termed it the Sorosian Alinsky Marxist, that Marxist worldview that is seeking to destroy the middle class, destroy small business, and destroy the ability to make decisions and earn a living to make America a better place. I believe that, you know, Soros and the Open Societies Foundation, they truly want a global order. They want to eliminate the middle class or the elite class. So they're really going to be like China. Look at China right now if you want to see where they want to go. They want a super elite class of the billionaires club and the Politburo or the party, and then the workers to support those super elites. And
we are the workers. Now, I knew about the Ford Foundation I knew about the Tides Foundation, which, you know, we have them making donations here in Northern Nevada. Tides working on things with UNR. George Soros, we've been telling you about the Open Societies Foundation. Act Blue finally being exposed in there, you know, that organization that you went to donate to the BLM and boom, you were taken straight to the Democrat Party. Interesting how all this is coming together, isn't it? The things that we've known, all for a takeover of this country. Play one more little soundbite here for you. This is not Nevada, but it is Nevada. Give a listen.
The board's attempt to deny it. District 196 schools are quickly becoming a place where promoting activism is actually more important than promoting education. I'll take you back to my first day at RHS this fall. The principal came out and gave us a heartfelt speech about equality and standing together. He began to list countless races, such as Latino, Asian, expressing how much they matter and how important they are. But never once did he mention a race or identity that reflects me, or half the kids that were in the class. Now, members of the board, I know you haven't been to school in a while, and I know most of the people, I know none of you, or most of you, don't have any kids left in the school district. But you must admit how uncomfortable it will be to be characterized just by your skin color on the first day of school and be thought that you were wrong just because of your skin color.
First day of school. First day of school back, told to wear a mask. These kids know. But they need parents and teachers and others to stand up and help them. And we'll be back with more of that on the Monica Jay Show.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So do you think that you have the power to change the course of action that we are going on with the Washoe County School District, with the Clark County School District? Ah, hell, any of the school districts that actually think Sisolak knows what he's talking about. Well, you do. Power to parent. Power to parent union protest is tonight, 6 o'clock at the Nevada State Capitol. They cannot mask our children without our permission. Stop worrying about medical exemptions, religious exemptions. Yeah. Isn't it interesting how that mask just kind of takes away everybody's identity? Tonight, stand up for the kids. Make a difference. People are coming out by the thousands all over this country to protect their kids. It's just not something we're seeing here in Northern Nevada. And I know it's because people are being intimidated. We got your back. To the teachers, we're not going to let you go down. The community will be there for you. For the kids, don't listen to those teachers who start up a history class here at McQueen High School by saying, I'm not going to teach you about the Civil War or other history. I'm going to teach you about 1619. I'm going to teach you about critical race theory. I'm going to teach you about the LGBTQ community. Back the kids. Kids, this is a very valuable lesson for them. This is their time to figure out who they are, what they stand for, and to know just because a teacher tells you to mask up doesn't mean that you have to. Doesn't mean that when a teacher tells you to get out of the class, doesn't mean you have to. Tell them to call the cops. Tell them you're going to sit in your desk or at your desk until they call the cops and the cops drag them out of the class. Because making them mask up is not a law. It is a mandate, and a mandate is not a law. Know your rights and stand up for yourself. And encourage the kids to do it. And back those parents who are trying to make a difference. Because the only people that are going to stop this are the parents. 6 o'clock tonight, making it a convenient time for people to turn out. Send a message to Sisolak that this will not be tolerated. Find out more at power2parent.org. Power2parent.org. Tonight, 6 o'clock at the state capitol in Carson City. So when we talk about education, yeah, this is just, your kids don't matter. It's their agenda that matters. Oregon governor signs bill letting students graduate without proving they can read, write, or do math. If your kids can't read, write, or do math, then again, what is the point of school? The point is they are indoctrination centers. We've been talking about this for a long time. My husband has been talking about this for literally decades. The dumbing down of society. And now we just see the blatant example. Just like our kids here in Northern Nevada with a disgraceful superintendent. Well, we have a disgraceful superintendent now, but we've had like 3 in a row, 4 in a row. But Tracy Davis, rather than build students up to get the graduation numbers up, lowers the standards to graduate. The dumbing down of your children. You should be demanding more. It's the Monica J. Show, and I demand more of him. That's right.
I'm gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do.
cure for the summertime blues.
Well, there is. Have a positive attitude. Stand strong. Be yourself and don't let these other wannabe elite try and lead you around by a mask. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So many people out there just trying to make a dollar. And right now, everything being thrown at them. You got to get vaccinated if you want to work. You got to wear a mask if you want to work. You got to get this test done weekly if you're not vaccinated. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to take money out of your paycheck to cover the tests. Fight back. Stand up. Because when we push back, that's when they back down. Today's poll question, do you believe, do you honestly believe Nancy Pelosi when she says she's going to step down as Speaker of the House? Talk about an 81-year-old virus that there's no cure for. 923-FM-TALK.com or 991-FM-TALK.com. Poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So yesterday's question, are you going to watch any of Mike Lindell's cyber symposium at frankspeech.com? 67% said yes, 33% said no. And it's quite interesting because the media is just putting it as, it's almost over. Mike Lindell's just a con man. Really? And all of these other cybersecurity experts around him actually showing you the evidence? They're in on it. You think? Let's get a little more just in case you missed it.
Either lived in fear, or how do you explain that? What do you think happened?
Well, one of the things that came to mind is just how Soros and his cronies have gamed the system. They've got a game theory. They know who to go after in which counties and which states. And so this is a pervasive threat. This is an information war. And so what we've done is we try to take the fight from the court of law, because it's broken, to the court of public opinion. And that's what we're doing. And you have to understand that just like in my trials when we had bought and paid for experts on the other side, over here with your mainstream media outlets, you have bought and paid for experts. Speak of the devil, I think I saw Hari Hursty here earlier this morning as an example of that. We're going to get the truth out. So the profession, this is a we the people movement. Boom. This is a we the people movement. The lawyers aren't going to save us. We need you all. I wish I could give you more sunshine about lawyers saving us, but what we've seen are doors that have closed. The rules of evidence haven't been followed. We haven't had evidentiary hearings. We basically had any case. I'm Professor David Clements. So for Dominion.
Doesn't that sound familiar? When all of this was coming out, I get email after email after email. Whether it be for election fraud, whether it be for the mask mandates, the emergency powers, which, by the way, six states have actually wised up and stripped their government or governors of emergency powers. Yet Nevada hasn't learned the lesson yet. Well, that's what happens when you're controlled by communist Democrats, Marxist Democrats. Ones that, what was his comment about George Soros seeking out those that can be paid off, manipulated, put into place? We've seen quite a bit of work from the Open Societies Foundation and George Soros here in Nevada. Not just the last election, the election before that, the election before that. Already people being put in place by Bloomberg and others on the recall list. AGs. Got a couple in California. You got to love it. Because people were asking, where are the lawyers? Where can I get somebody to help me fight the system? Well, there's your answer right there. They don't want to go against a system that could possibly destroy them. Thank goodness we have the strength here of Joey Gilbert taking these guys on. Taking them on with America's frontline doctors. Which, by the way, the site was down for a little bit, but you can still go to America. It's back up and running now. Because my husband asked me about it. He's like, did you order that hydroxychloroquine yet? It's like, no, I'm trying. They have such a huge, huge amount of people trying to get the medications that they need to combat all of the BS. They should just call it the BS wonder drug. That's what hydroxychloroquine is. Ivermectin. So, but you can go to the American Frontline Doctors website now and do the calls with the doctors once again. They are back up and running. See, that's the thing, though. When you have an internet, when you have a computer system out there that is controlled by just a few, the Googles, the Amazons, they can easily take down anybody they want. So, it's a slow process, but just keep doing it. America's Frontline Doctors. I just received an email. Julian, thank you. So, there is a peaceful protest. Businesses, stop complying. The government is trying to divide the people. We need to stand together. No more vaccinated versus unvaccinated, mask versus unmasked. Business owners, this is your chance for a voice. Nevada State Capitol, tomorrow, 6 p.m. This is completely different from the power to parent peaceful protest that is going on tonight at 6 p.m. You know what? Just start heading down to the state capitol every night at 6 o'clock and demanding you be heard. How about that? Demand your voice be heard. Vaccinated versus unvaccinated, mask versus unmasked, CRT versus an actual good education. They make it us versus them. So we fight each other instead of fighting them. It's the Monica J Show, but it is also your show. First and foremost, let's go to the talk and text lines. Sherry wants to talk about COVID. Sherry, thanks for being on the program today. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I'm not taking the vaccine is my first thought. I know 9 people here in Reno that went to dinner together. They'd all been vaccinated except 3 of those women. And, the 5 women, they had all been vaccinated and they all got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 of them were very ill, and still are. It's been ongoing now 3 weeks, and they're still feeling the results of it. But they were all vaccinated. So what does that tell us? Tells us this is not working.
Yeah. Well, it is working for what they want it to. They want people to be vaccinated because these spike proteins get and travel into the system. They travel into the heart, into the brain, into the ovaries, and it's going to cause havoc for the future. Sherry, I would actually say I'm not a doctor, but I do recommend anybody that has had COVID, because it is a virus, and unless you treat a virus, You are not going to get rid of it. I would suggest contacting private physicians, because now Regeneron, or Regen Cove, as some are calling it, has been approved for use. It's no longer under experimental use authorization. And that's why hospitals said that they wouldn't treat people because, well, it's, you know, it's an experimental drug. It's like, oh, yeah, you can push an experimental vaccine for all of your staff, but you're not going to treat people with an experimental treatment that works. So, Sherry, I would suggest to your friends
and
that...
And that's through that Dr. Dalton?
Yes, through Dr. Dalton. If you go to my webpage on 991fmtalk.com, all of his contact information is there.
Okay. Yeah, they're not listeners. These, this group of women are not. They're way on the other side. So,
but as a friend, you might suggest to them that you might want to get actual treatment rather than having that, that virus live in your system. So, Sherry, thank you for having your eyes open and knowing what's going on around you, because this is going to be a bigger problem in the future. This is just the beginning. Sorry. That's all I can tell you, is this is just the beginning. Please be prepared.
It's the walk on faith. Trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other.
We just keep moving forward. We just have to trust. We have to have faith that we will get through all of this. So I just got a text from Frankie. Monica, I had COVID 3 months ago and feel fine. Are you saying I'm not good and need meds? Frankie, you may have an incredible immune system that went in and just, boom, knocked this virus out. Because Delta, Lambda, whatever they're deciding to call it, it is actually getting weaker. It's the media that once again is building this all up. You notice how they're not talking about deaths like they were. They're talking about cases. Cases from a flawed test to continue to lock people down. A virus is, this is my opinion. I am not a medical expert. I am not prescribing anything. I'm not, you know, blah, blah, blah. You have to do this on your own. But do you really feel all that great since you got it? Or do you still feel a little bit tired at times? Your brain a little foggy? Why do we have constantly the flu virus? Because these viruses don't go away out of our systems unless you are treated. If you had it, what it does is if your immune system fights it off, it doesn't kill it completely. It just fights it back to where it's dormant. But it's still hanging on there. And when you get tired, when you get cold, when you get another virus like the coronavirus or, you know, something, the cold virus, then it exacerbates whatever virus you have in your system. We're constantly surrounded by viruses. That's why our immune systems are supposed to be working flawlessly in the great design that is our body. But when we put in junk food, when we put in stress, when we put in lack of sleep, it drags us down to these viruses take over. Why? So we get a flu shot every year. So we get a shingles shot. So we get a pneumonia shot. It's big business. Meant to keep you sick. Well, they make money on shots. Because guess what? The vaccines, the patents, the companies that make them, the companies that distribute them. They're all owned by the same people. Follow the money. All owned by the same people. I know. It's a pain, but guess what? We will win this. Let's see. Hey, Monica. Washoe County School Superintendent Kristen McNeil was doing a woe is me last night complaining about radio shows being divisive. I guess that would be me. Because all the other radio shows are out there kissing their behinds. Thank you, Kitschy. I appreciate that. So I feel like I'm doing a good job. Something else that you should know that is illegal, as we see from the symposium that's going on, Dominion is going into states and deleting files on machines. Machines that, once an election is held, are not supposed to be touched. Especially by people that have nothing to do with the elections. Dominion employees. We'll be finding out, because there is a lawsuit now going against Zuckerberg. Yes, it has been approved and it is in the works. To find out where the money went. Arizona State Senator Kelly Townsend successfully pushes for financial audit of Zuckerbucks and shady Dominion acquisitions. Remember, for all those counties out there that couldn't afford the Dominion machines or the updates, and, well, Zuckerberg stuck his nose into it and, well, I'll pay for them for you. Yeah. Again, follow the money. So in the next, 22 minutes, there is going to be a national, this means countrywide, national EAS test. We have no control over it. It will fire off. It will do its test. It'll do its thing. Again, just very interesting, the timing. Nancy Pelosi, Cuomo. It's all about timing. It's the Monica Jay Show. And it's time for me to step aside for just a moment and check into Fox Business News and Fox News at the top of the hour. Thanks for being here.